been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere.
Next FM. 99.7.
Time for the Lutheran Hour, brought to you by Pastor Gerke and his congregation at Trinity Lutheran Church, 728 Church Street, Wisconsin Dells.
Jesus is coming at you. He's coming at you to take the stuff of your life and turn it into a great story. So, hang on.
The stuff that happens in your life doesn't have to be the story of your life. God invites you to become part of a bigger story. One of grace. Today on the Lutheran Hour. I'm Mark Eicher, and welcome to Archives August, where we go back into our 9-decades-long history and revisit classic messages from the past. Today we feature a sermon from Dr. Dale Meyer, which first aired in February of 2001. But to start things off, here's Lutheran Hour speaker, Dr. Michael Ziegler.
Thank you, Mark. Also with us here is Dr. Ryan Tanetti. He is a professor at Concordia Seminary. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Yeah, happy to.
Ryan, we are officially somewhere in the dog days of summer. It's hot in St. Louis. What do you think of the dog days of summer? What's that like for you?
When I think about the dog days, I'm a big baseball fan, and in the baseball's a long season, and by the time you get to August, the playoffs aren't quite yet in view, but also you're far past opening day and all the joy and the possibility of what's going to happen, and it's just one game after another.
Yeah, and slogging through it.
Slogging through, and sometimes life can feel that way too, where
Absolutely.
It's just one day after another, one task you got to do. You know, we're not quite yet to the beginning of the school year, but the joy of the beginning of summer maybe has worn on us a little bit. And yeah, all the stuff that's going on.
And it's humid in St. Louis.
Well, it is that.
Yeah. Pastor Tanetti and I are going to be something like tour guides for you. So maybe your summer vacations are already behind you, but we're going to take a tour through some sermons here on the Lutheran Hour, sermons that span over 5 decades, as early as 1963 up to a more present time. And so we're going to listen along with you, but also point some things out along the way. Today we have a sermon from Dr. Dale Meyer, who was the president of Concordia Seminary when Ryan and I were studying there. And we look forward to talking with you more about the sermon. But that's a theme we'd like you to listen for in this, is the stuff of life. And what do you do when you're just grinding it out, slogging through? So here's Dr. Meyer.
Almighty God, since you have called your church to witness that in Christ you reconciled us to yourself, grant that by your Holy Spirit we may proclaim the good news of your salvation, that all who hear it may receive the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I recently heard William Willimon speak. He's Dean of the Chapel and Professor of Christian Ministry at Duke University. Dean Willimon asked if we had ever wondered why the pews in churches are bolted down. His answer? They are bolted down because you need to hang on because of what happens in church. You shouldn't leave church the same person who came in. Hang on, because what you hear will change the story of your life. Every now and then, I get letters complaining that I tell stories in these messages. Life is about the stories of people. Your life is a collection of day-in and day-out stories that are being put together in one important volume, the story of your life. Yes, of course, we need the Word of God. But face the obvious fact, that Word is filled with the stories of people. And the greatest story of the Bible is that God put skin on. The coming of Jesus Christ is God putting skin on to save you. So hang on. When you go to church, you can expect him to change the story of your life. The story of your life should not be the same as the stuff of your life. By stuff, I mean the things that happen in your life. Going to school, falling in love, getting married, having children, or living a single life. Getting a job, losing a job, retiring from a job. Being healthy, being sick. Having a good marriage, having a troubled marriage. Having money, wanting money. These things are the stuff of life. Too often, we resign ourselves to whatever happens to us. We shouldn't. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "Men are disturbed not by things that happen, but by their opinions of the things that happen." The stuff that happens in your life should not become the story of your life. Take, for example, Aaron Montgomery Ward. Late last year, newspapers reported that the firm he founded was closing after 128 years in business. You and I would never have heard of Ward's if Aaron Montgomery Ward thought that the stuff of life was the story. Ward was a traveling salesman for a St. Louis dry goods company. He became convinced that he could sell merchandise through the mail. That was as revolutionary in the 19th century as e-commerce has been in ours. Ward used his money, and probably borrowed a good chunk too, to build up an inventory for his new mail order business. He stored that inventory in a warehouse in Chicago. The year was 1871. Does that year and the mention of Chicago suggest anything to you historians? In 1871, Chicago burned to the ground. Over 17,000 buildings were destroyed, and Aaron Montgomery Ward's inventory went up in smoke. If he had let that become the story of his life, you and I would never have heard of Ward's. But Aaron Montgomery Ward started over and pioneered the mail order business. Some stuff in your life is good. Other stuff is bad. The pews are bolted down because God is coming at you to turn your story. There's the key word for this sermon. God is coming at you to turn your stuff into a great story. I chose the word turn for a reason. The more popular word these days is spin. Spin City. Spin Doctors. The word spin suggests an outlook that may not be true. But when God turns the stuff of your life for good, it's real. The turn suggests repentance, which in the languages of the Bible is a turning away from sin and to God. Sin is bad stuff, evil stuff. Sin is breaking God's commands by what we say, think, or do. Sin is all about us because it multiplies. For example, King David coveted his neighbor's wife. Sin multiplies. He committed adultery with her. Sin multiplies. He murdered her husband. Sin is all about us. Sometimes we feel the effects of sin even when we have not committed some specific sin. A person driving according to the rules is hit and killed by a drunk driver. Or you may have perfect health habits, but a debilitating, even fatal disease strikes you through no fault of your own. Ours is a broken, imperfect world. Sin fills our lives with bad stuff. But God turns this. That's the great glory of God to us sinners. God's great glory is that he sent his willing son Jesus to the cross to forgive all your sins and to break the power of sin in your life. You can overcome guilty feelings, and you don't have to stay stuck in wrong conduct. And Jesus rose on Easter, replacing despair with real hope and emptying death of its power, offering us life. This Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden with the stuff of life." This Jesus says, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." Jesus is coming at you, not in a bad, threatening way. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world. He's coming at you to take the stuff of your life and turn it into a great story. We know that the word of Christ never returns void, so hang on. That seems unbelievable, and it would be if it weren't for the fact that the words of Jesus are spirit and life. In the good news of Christ, God gives us the faith we need. Like the God who gives it, Christian faith is living and active. Because it is, the power of God in faith enables you to start shaping your own story. As a Christian, you are a story maker, a positive story maker. It's that lemon thing, you know. Life gives you a lemon and you turn it into lemonade. Life gives you a stumbling block and you turn it into a stepping stone. Why shouldn't the gospel produce this result, that you shape the stuff of your life into a positive story? "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." St. Paul asks in Romans 8, verse 31, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" The power of God that is active in the gospel of Jesus Christ can take the stuff of your life and turn it into a great story and a real story. No spin here. Now, what good is a story if you can't tell it? My daughter Katie called me the other day on her cell phone. She was ecstatic because she had gotten a great sale price on some clothes. That's the way it is for all of us. Everyone has a story to tell. And that's the way it is with people whose lives have been turned around by God. It's like the apostles said, "We cannot but help speaking about what we have seen and heard," Acts chapter 4, verse 20. But let me now make one more point using this word turn. When you and I tell our faith stories, let's make sure that sooner or later, we turn the focus away from ourselves and to Jesus Christ. The psalmist said, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Psalm 115, verse 1. In other words, proclaim his glory, not ours. That problem of getting hung up on our own selves showed up many times in Jesus' conversations with his religious opponents. In John chapter 5, for example, Jesus is talking at, he's not talking with, he's talking at his opponents and telling them that they are wrong not to accept him as the Messiah. "You search the scriptures," he said, "but not to find the story of me, your Savior. You are religious," he granted them, "but your religion is simply a way for you to promote your own glory in the eyes of others. The religion you are practicing has nothing to do with the religion God wants from you. You've had John the Baptist," Jesus said. "You've seen my miracles," he said, "and still it's all about you, isn't it?" Here are some of Jesus' exact words from John chapter 5. "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." "I do not accept praise from men, But I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. Again, those words of Jesus to his opponents are from John chapter 5. The fact that you are listening to this program tells me that you are not an opponent of Jesus. However, we Christians can fall into a similar trap, talking about our lives, our Christian walk, and not turning, there's the word again, not turning the focus toward Jesus. I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't talk about our own lives. Every merchant knows that a satisfied customer can be most convincing. St. Paul, for example, often wrote about his own experiences. We can do that too, for the incarnation of Jesus Christ is about God changing human stories. And so your story is worth telling. I'm simply saying, don't stop with your story, with your Christian experience. Sooner or later, turn the focus onto the goodness of God in Jesus Christ. It's the Word of Christ, not your experience. The Word of Christ woven into your story, through which God can come to others. 2 years ago, I attended a large gathering of Christian communicators. One of the functions of this gathering was to honor my predecessor on this program, Dr. Oswald Hoffman. I've been on this program for 12 years, but many of you can still hear his voice clearly and fondly in your memories. Now it happened that I was walking with Dr. and Mrs. Hoffman to the banquet hall where he was to be honored. As we walked, he asked me how things were going. Fine, I replied, and then added, you know, I've noticed something about this gathering. Oh, what's that? He asked with his unique voice. I've noticed that they talk a lot about the Lord's work that they are doing, but I haven't heard anyone talk simply about the Lord. Is that right? He replied, and said nothing more. So much for my observation, I thought. Later, Dr. Hoffman was honored and gave a short response. He told a couple of his favorite jokes, and then, guess what? He said nothing, absolutely nothing, about the Lord's work. But he spoke wonderfully about Jesus. He got 2 standing ovations. The place was rocking, not for him, but for the clear presentation of the goodness of God that comes to us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Of course, we are to search the Scriptures, but we search them for Jesus, for the one who turns the stuff of our lives into the great story of salvation. And yes, it is good to tell our real-life religious stories. God, help more of us to speak the faith that is in us. But we are storytellers who strive to turn our listeners to the gospel, proclaim His glory, not ours. That's why we bolt down the pews in church. Amen.
You're listening to The Lutheran Hour. It's Archives August, and we heard a classic message from Dr. Dale Meyer, first broadcast in February 2001. By the way, you can find this and other previous broadcasts, along with lots of other free resources, online at our website, LutheranHour.org.
Glory be to God the Father. Glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit, great Jehovah, three in one. Glory, glory, one eternal ages.
was the Concordia Seminary Chorus. Now, more reflections on today's message with Dr. Michael Ziegler and his guest, Professor Ryan Tinetti.
Thank you, Mark. As Dr. Meyer said in that sermon, we look to Jesus because he's the one who can take the stuff of our life when we're just grinding it out, slogging through. He can take all that and turn it into a story of God, a story of salvation. Pastor Ryan, when we look at the Bible and the story, the big story of the Bible, it's mostly the Old Testament. About how much would you say is
I think it's Old about Testament? 3/4 of the Bible is the Old Testament, actually.
All right. So, but we're focused on Jesus, right? As Christians, as followers of Jesus, why do Christians still care about the Old Testament, or should care?
Old Testament, New Testament. Old Testament does it in different ways, but ultimately it's all pointing us to Christ Jesus and filling out the picture of who he is and what he has done for us. For us to get the fullest grasp of the meaning of the redemption that we have in Jesus, we need to read the Old Testament. Otherwise, it's like you're coming into a movie 3/4 of the way through, you know, and maybe you can grasp the storyline and what's significant, and when it comes to the climax, you still get a feel for the meaning of it, but you're not going to have the depth of appreciation unless you've started at the beginning and heard and seen all the things that God has done through history.
All these testify of me. You search the scriptures because in them you think you have life, but they're all pointing to me.
Yeah, and so in reading those stories, the different episodes that show up in the Bible, we are getting anticipations and foreshadowings already of the main character, the hero of our Lord Jesus, when he steps onto the stage in full through his incarnation and Christmas and onward, that now all of those little stories, we see how they are building up to and pointing toward the big story.
You mentioned the little stories, the episodes, and I've been thinking a lot about this because I'm preparing to do a series for the Lutheran Hour in September on the book of Numbers. And the book of Numbers is kind of like that. It's just a lot of episodes and a lot of stuff. How do we, as a reader of the Old Testament, if I'm a Christian, I want to see how the Old Testament leads me to Jesus, but I'm in the middle of it and it's just a bunch of stuff, one thing after another. How do we make sense of that?
It's an important question because you can get lost in, as we often say, losing the forest for the trees, or if you will, losing the capital S big story for the little episodes, the little stories that are in there, because there's all of these different stories from the Old Testament that you might have in the back of your mind. Certainly David and Goliath, Noah and the Ark, and on it goes. I've been helped by a theologian by the name of Christopher Wright, who provides a kind of classification. He says, you might think of it as there's all of those different episodes, if you will, those lowercase s stories, that the things that we're kind of alluding to there of David and Goliath and so on. But then there are what he calls the mega stories or the bigger narratives. So this might be something like the life of Moses or, the story of the people of Israel from Exodus to the Promised Land. But then ultimately, all of those are incorporated into, they fall under the capital S big story of God, working out in scriptures and through history of what he is doing in the world for the redemption of creation, for bringing us to himself.
So there's that big S story. This is the creation account, the fall into sin, falling away from God, rebellion. There is a salvation story that starts and then ultimately leading to new creation, new heavens and new earth. That's what you mean when you say big S story.
Yeah. I mean, you might think of it as the story as the creeds tell it.
Okay.
If you're familiar with the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, in a sense, they are they're a confession of faith, of course, but in a sense, they're also telling the story of the God who created, the God who acted to save and redeem through his Son, and the God who is now renewing, sanctifying, making holy, and making new all things through the power of his Spirit. And so thinking of that big picture story in those creedal terms can be helpful, too.
I like the phrase mega blocks.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the foundational accounts, and these would be the big like salvation is defined through them, like the Exodus becomes a way that people understand salvation in the Old Testament. The exile, out of exile in Babylon back to the Promised Land, these are the big mega blocks.
Yes, that's right. And so it can be helpful at those different levels, like when you're reading a particular episode in the Old Testament. Well, where does this fit in? Again, think of Gideon. Where does this fit in within the Judges and the larger work of God bringing his people into the Promised Land? You read the story of David, a particular episode of David's life, but where does it fit into the whole sweep of what God's doing in David and in his kingship and ultimately pointing forward to the Messiah? So seeing those different levels, I think, is helpful for us then to see the big picture of what God's up to.
Grinding it out, slogging through it in those everyday events, we want to understand ultimately how God is still at work today in our lives.
What looks to us as though it could be just one thing after another is ultimately those little moments that God takes and amount to the story of our lives, which then are grafted into the great story that he is working out through history. We don't know how these little moments are ultimately going to amount to much more, but God does. He's the one who works all things together for the good of those that love him. And I think that's the confidence that we can have in our Lord, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen. Lord Jesus, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace. Amen.
The Lutheran Hour is made possible through the support of faithful listeners like you. To learn how your prayers and gifts can extend the worldwide outreach of the Lutheran Hour, go to LutheranHour.org. Join us next week as Archives August continues, featuring a message from Pastor Ken Klaus. Our theme music is by Peter Prochnow, Emily Rogers, and Alicia Enstrom. I'm Mark Eicher. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.
You've been listening to the Lutheran Hour, brought to you weekly by Trinity Lutheran Church at 728 Church Street, Wisconsin Dells. Worship Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 9:45 a.m. Family Bible Study Hour is at 8:30 a.m. on Sundays.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. Still a little bit of wildfire smoke in the air, so air quality concerns, yes. Sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, a southerly breeze. For tonight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will drop into the upper 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 72 at our studios.
Maximum hits.
Starting something. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant Chancellor through 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. I hope everyone's having a great weekend so far. Stay with us the rest of the morning, afternoon, and into the evening for some great music. Here is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mary Jane's Last Dance on Max FM.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who never was around. But she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving on. Keep moving on. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Well, I don't know, but I've been told you never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going. Tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired. This town Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. And that ball will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. Mm. 99.7 Max FM.
To walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. How can I forget you, girl?
This fight is worthwhile.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I'm going to step on away for a little bit. I'll be back with you after 4 o'clock. Coming up at noon today, Kid Kelly, Backtracks USA 80s, followed by Backtracks USA 90s at 2 p.m. Coming up, we will have a look at weather in our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your MaxFM community calendar. The SJS Cancer Support Team is hosting its second annual Shuck Cancer Sweet Corn Fest. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo. This event runs from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and will offer barbecue, beverages, raffles, a cornhole tournament, dunk tank featuring Sauk County celebrities, kids games, and of course, sweet corn. The Gem City Sideshow will perform from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30, followed by the hip replacements from 3 until 6. All money raised goes to help any Sauk County resident affected by cancer. For more information, please go to the SJS Cancer Support Team's Facebook page. Again, that's the Shuck Cancer SJS Sweet Corn Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th. And on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, it's the 60th annual Laval Celebration. Saturday's events will include a walk run beginning at 7 a.m., concessions opening at the small pavilion at 10:30. Bucket golf and cornhole tournaments will begin at 11 a.m. with food trucks and the bar opening at 4:30. And then at 5 o'clock, great live music. Sunday, the event gets started with the parade and concessions at 11 a.m. And then following the parade will be the chicken barbecue and meat raffle, plus bounce houses for the kids, other kids' activities, horseshoe tournament, and so much more. Plus the 50-50 and bucket raffle drawings will be held at 3 p.m. Find all the details by visiting the Laval Area Community Action Club's Facebook page. Again, this is Saturday and Sunday with the event starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday and 9:30 on Sunday.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. Still a little bit of wildfire smoke in the air, so air quality concerns, yes. Sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, a southerly breeze. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, lows will drop into the upper 50s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 74 degrees.